getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Shoot the J Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. I got a special guest today. I got my main man, Kareem, in the building. Melo fan, so I don't know if it's gonna be a particularly emotional show for him today. But we're gonna get into it. We're gonna jump right to the gate because, like I said, you know, it's gonna be a little emotional. So obviously, the news breaks: Melo and the Rockets, they part ways after just 10 games, so definitely want to get his opinion on that, and, you know, we're going to just let the ball flow from there, because he might need his own segment just for this. So, my boy Reem, you got the floor. Let me know from a Melo perspective, how you feeling about the Rockets, how you feeling about Melo, and was he the scapegoat for, like, everything that's going wrong in Houston?
Well, yo, thanks for having me here, man.
No doubt.
I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm ready to talk about this Melo shit right now, man. I'm ready to talk about it. Because, man, this is really emotional for me. Mainly because I watched him growing up, man. That's all I... That's at one point in time. That's all I know, like... That's all I know after basketball, man. It was just after KG and Sprewell was just Melo. And I was just... Man, I've been on him... But I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100. So, basically, my boy asked me, how do I feel about the situation? I mean, obviously, I feel like Melo's the scapegoat. But I'm not going to say, I can't lie and be like, as of right now, he had a part to play in it.
Right.
So,
But, I mean, is it kind of like, I mean, we see what happened with OKC. Now we've seen what's happened. Is it, like, too premature, or was it just, like, they had to get rid of somebody and Melo just happened to be the innocent bystander?
Well, mostly it was they definitely had to get rid of somebody because they were losing, and it wasn't just Carmelo because he was coming off the bench. So what were the starters doing? You know what I'm saying? So they obviously were going bad, and they was like, well, the only thing we really added was Melo.
Right.
So we got to give the public some reason as to why we're bad as we are, why we're struggling. So they basically was like, all right, Melo, we're going to use you as to why we're going bad, and we're going to release you the problem. As you can see, everybody is magically playing better.
Yeah, because they beat the Warriors the other night, but is that, I mean, granted, Steph Curry didn't play, but it's like, I think the thing with Melo is, like, now we're at the part, because we had, like, a show that we were talking about a couple shows ago. This was his, like, kind of, this was supposed to be his season to resurrect his career, and now it's like, yo, it's slow for that. So, with that being said, it's like, what do we do now? Does Melo retire? Because Tracy McGrady said he thinks Melo should retire, because obviously this is throwing a lot of, like, shade on his legacy. Or do you see another team that he can go to and probably, like, flourish? Like, what are his options right now?
He might... I mean, I feel like he might have to retire.
Damn!
Drop one of
Clue's bombs, so he said he should retire. Damn!
Mainly because obviously he could keep playing if you want to just, you know, keep that bag.
If you want to run up the check,
okay, you know what I'm saying? But from a legacy standpoint, and the day of social media,
right?
And they just, you know what I'm saying? Anything that can and does go wrong, and Melo is involved, Melo is the reason, like,
right? Why should it be that way though? Because it's like, Melo's a Hall of Fame player, first ballot, like, arguably. So it's
but right now, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, us saying that now, like, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Everything that has been happening to him the last few years,
right,
got really clown haters really questioning how good Melo ever was. Like, that's so now right. It's not just, oh, he's just not nice no more, or he's just right. not that player no more. It's more of questioning, like, oh, is Melo really a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Or, oh, he overrated? Or, like, come on now, all that stuff coming in. I think that's the route I want. Like, I want him to retire in that perspective. Because the media is going to constantly drag, and not just the media, like the Melo haters. Like, Melo haters is just crazy.
They're the worst? Okay.
They're the worst of the worst, you know what I'm saying? But
So speak to his game, like, because I know, like, we were talking earlier, you were saying how, like, his game isn't, like, adjusting to, like, the style of play now.
I'm gonna keep it real in terms of his game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is the coach's job to put their players in the best situation to win.
Exactly.
But at the same time, Melo hasn't adjusted his game. Like, mainly because what he has been doing hasn't worked for him. And he never fully adjusted. Example number one is, obviously, he's never been a passer. But Melo in his prime, he was a very capable passer.
Right.
And when he decided to, and I felt like that was a part of his game he should have looked to more, especially when he drive, because he can't get up off the floor like he used to.
Exactly.
He doesn't, and you already know he don't get the foul calls.
That's a fact. So, especially when I'm not even going to go there. He's on next, he's getting hammered.
You know, he don't get the foul calls. So, and everybody knows when Melo is driving, he's not looking to find no shooters, no cutters.
He's locked in.
Not throwing a lob, not nothing. He's locked in to go and try to score. Or stop and pop, whatever, which way he wants to do it.
Right.
Reason number two, it's the same old thing. He gets a smaller defender, and he does the same turnaround over the smaller defender instead of just taking him to the basket and putting that smaller defender in foul trouble.
Melo with the predictable game is what he's saying.
Yeah, so it's like he has become more and more predictable. Obviously, he's one of the greatest offensive players I've ever seen.
Right. That's a fact.
Easily. But I feel like as his game, as he aged, he should have adjusted his game. But I feel like a lot of it was his pride, like, of letting go, like, yo, I'm not that player anymore.
But you mean, like, passing-wise? Because it's like at
passing-wise, and also, like, yo, like, getting better shots. Like, maybe this jump shot not falling. Let me drive to kick. Let me not always, you know what I'm saying? Let me abuse. If I get a little defender, let's not go to the same turnaround fadeaway that you're going to do. Let's face up. Let's get to the basket on him and get a foul on him or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think it was a detriment to his game? Because, like, we all know, like, Melo, when he came to the league, like, he already had a post game. Mm-hmm. So he kind of, like, polished as he got older. But it's like shooters or, like, scorers, like, they go from, like, scoring, like, easily at the rim to, like, then they get a post game. So since he already had that, it's like maybe he felt like there was nothing that he needed to,
he,
like,
needed
improve.
To further improve. You feel me? I felt like he believed, which he was a complete offensive player.
Yeah, like his offensive game was, yeah.
But right now, the ball is not dropping at the rate it was dropping for him.
Right.
So, and another thing is I thought so too, is that when you start to add stars around him, mm-hmm. and what he didn't realize is that you don't have time to ISO like you do.
Right.
You don't have time. When you catch it, you got to hurry up and make a decision of when you catch it, you're going to drive, or when you catch it, you're going to jab and shoot.
Right.
Or you're going to catch it and drive to kick. Like, you got to make one of those three decisions.
Right.
When you get it, there's only 24 seconds on the shot clock, bro. You have to. Otherwise, everybody's standing around.
Especially when you're not the
feature.
And
then when you do that.
Yeah, when you're not the feature guy.
Especially when you're not the feature guy anymore.
Facts.
Everybody's just standing around. And if you do that turnaround shot and it misses, and then they score so easily down on the other end, it's just deflating, and everybody just looking at Melo like.
So it wasn't necessarily his defense this season. You think it was just more or less like his offense wasn't.
I think it's a combination of both, because his off at one point in time, I think when he really wanted to, like he could have defended far better in his career if he really wanted to,
like made that an emphasis
and made that an emphasis to really defend. He could have been a much better defender. But I felt like And then he went to a stage where, like, his offense was so good, it could make up for his lack thereof of defense.
They just put defenders around him. So it was like,
and then a lot of things were like, where Melo was like, sometimes, like, I done seen countless times where, like, I seen Melo guard a possession as well as you can.
Right.
But it's just that opposing player just hits the shot on him. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I done seen him be in a dude mitts, and he just and he'll still make the shot on him. So, I mean, but he's still not all in all, whatever. He's still not known as a good defender. He's right. known as a poor one. So,
right.
That mixture of his inefficient offense is what's bad. Because before, at least, like I was just saying, it was like, at least when his offense was at his peak, his right. defense didn't have to be so good, because he could get it back offensively. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the only thing. But and in a lot of it, I felt like I never wanted him to ever come off the bench or whatever like yeah. that. But I felt like it's also how you look at the roles and you look at to like I.
But this season he's like, I feel like he said he would like really embrace it, dude.
Yeah, he would. That right. Oh, that's another thing that I heard about the situation too, was that he was literally like, he definitely told the rally, like, yo, whatever y'all want from me,
yeah,
I'll do.
Exactly.
If that's, you know what I'm saying? That's like, what, I'm not complaining what, yeah. for starting or whatever.
Right.
But then it blindsided him. Like, it was like some Stephen A said. It blindsided him. He came into the office and to tell him, like, yo, whatever you need me to do, I'll do. Yada, yada. Like, yo, whatever you want me to play less minutes. Yada, yeah. yada. Whatever you need me to do, whatever it is, I'll do it. But at the same time, they blindsided him with, like, on some, we're letting you go type thing. And mm-hmm. I think that caught, that blindsided him. That blindsided Chris Paul and James Harden. They knew nothing about it.
Right.
Because
I've never met a party in which, like this is a playoff team. And Melo's obviously coming from playoff team, so it's like he has the pedigree to, like, assist. So I've never seen, like, a player like that would want to mutually like part ways with like a team like that, where it's like, especially knowing like the, just like how important the season is for him and his mm-hmm. career, it's like, why would he mutually like part ways with a team like that? So I don't know. I think that's just like crazy as far as that. But so what are some teams like that you think like he could possibly like still go to and like contribute? Because I was talking with my manager on Facebook yesterday, and he was like, what are some teams? I was like, honestly, his like best bet would have to be either a team in the East. Cause like in the East, like he could eat. Like it's not mm-hmm. a lot of small forwards or power forwards where like he'd have to go up against like every night, and it's gonna be tough. Like it's just Giannis and Kawhi, and then if you don't play for like the Sixers or like the Knicks or like the Celtics, like you don't have to face Kawhi that many times. Mm-hmm. So he can go to any team in the East that like really needs like a small forward or like a stretch forward, he could play there. And then I was like, if you really want to just like just ride the coast on out, just go to the Spurs, bro. Like mm-hmm. that would be like his ideal team, because Greg Popovich like has a system. Like they don't have to play up tempo. Like they can like get it going slow as far down, as that. So man. It's like that's somewhere where he wants to chill.
Even though when like that's the thing, like that's what he preaches to his players all the time. It's like you're not holding the ball. Like I don't care what you do with the ball, as long as you make a quick decision with it, I'm okay with that.
Right.
As long as we're not holding the ball and stagnating the offense, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
But I feel like this would be one of the top coaches Melo's played for.
By far none.
So,
I don't know what type of teams are interested in Melo, and I also think that the Rockets, CP3, Harden, mind you, Harden missed a lot of, Harden was definitely
injured, so yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was injured. Ennis, he was injured as well. So, but they're now starting to click again, and the onus was once again on Carmelo.
Right.
Now it's looking like, oh, Carmelo is not there.
James Harden is injured. Chris Paul fighting people, so it's just like,
yeah, he got suspended a couple games, so they're the only boy. He played what? 10 games in?
Melo played 10 games
today. 10 games? You know what I'm saying? Harden missed 5 of them.
Right.
Missed like 5-6 of them. Chris Paul missed the two of them. Like, Ennis, the youngster they brought in, James Ennis, he missed 3-4 games. Like, so they wasn't a total team.
Yeah, they were never 100%.
Yeah, like, they were never 100% yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, the lineup is what it was supposed to be. Like, everybody's back healthy now. Yeah. And they reap results, though. So now it's looking like the media, the haters, everybody's going to point to, like, Melo.
The storyline definitely goes
towards Melo. That's the storyline. So, that's the storyline. And I think the league sees that as too. Like, they're going to use the same owner. So it's like,
right.
I don't know if I'm going to touch Melo if he's played on two teams that are viewed as very good and a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't, and he didn't help them get better.
Right.
Like, it makes it look like he made them worse.
Because the Thunder are definitely the fifth seed right now. So
the
it's
fifth
like,
seed, but yeah, they were the fifth seed last year. So it was like, sheesh.
So do you? So would you describe Melo as a cancer, or is it just?
Hell no, I would never say he's a cancer. Nah, I definitely right. would never ever go that far. But I just feel like certain stuff is unfortunate.
Right.
But like I said, like it also. Melo has to go back to, in a way, go back to like what he can do. You right. know what I'm saying? Maybe if you're not an offensive guy no more, exert all your energy into defense and rebounding. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're not the shooter no more. Let's drive to the basket. Yeah. Let's get easy. Like, how can I get easier shots? Let's create for others. Like, exactly. I know when I drive to the basket. A whole hoist of players come. They play OKC, Patterson and New Orleans Noel. They blocked his shot. Like, he drew two defenders. They both blocked his shot.
Right.
But if he was driving to kick, now I'm hitting an open shooter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're true. More. And then another thing is, like, Melo stopped also acting like he can't dribble no more, like, in a way. Like he can't run a pick and roll. Like, he wasn't throwing lobs to Tyson in New York, exactly. like, setting up the offense and like, but,
he's slacking right now.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, in terms of that, it's kind of like,
right.
It's kind of hard. I'm always vouch for Melo, yada, yada, but I also can't deny what I've seen from
exactly.
him and what I've known for him to do. So,
so
I just felt like he should have gotten smarter. Like, when something doesn't work for a long period of time,
you gotta adjust. That's the main thing you were saying, like, before the show even started. He's like, yo, bro, like, I'm not seeing Melo adjust. Like, the game is basically, like, moving past him, and he's not moving with it.
He's not adjusting. Like, right. when you look at certain players, like, the game ain't fit. Like, the way the game is being played now, it ain't fit an Al Horford or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, I gotta adjust. Like, he adjusted.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Horford definitely changed the game a lot.
He changed his game a lot. Like, he's not the back-to-the-basket guy no more. Like,
right.
he faces up a lot more. Yeah. He's able to go in the corner and shoot. Like, you have to be able to...
Well, don't get me wrong. It definitely depends on the opponent. Because he can give you some, like...
Oh, definitely.
But
definitely.
It's in the flow of the game. Definitely. Like, that's what you're, like, attesting
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Like,
I want to... Like, it got to be in the flow. Like, even Wade, like... Way to pick his spot. Like, he could have his game when you see, like, 8 points. Like, but at the same time, it's more of he's not trying to do anything he can't do anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like he's adjusting his game. Like, yo, I'm not that no more.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You got to make adjustments. Right. And I feel like Melo hasn't made that adjustment. And I don't know if he's going to make that adjustment. But like I said, like, before was that, yo, this year was like his last, like, to me, like, yo, his last year of showing what he can do.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he can't contribute no more.
Right.
But I just, like I said, the stigma that's around him, that the media has created around him,
right.
is what's going to deter teams from Melo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So give me like two teams from each conference that you think will like benefit from Melo's services.
Benefit. Well, they say they're not interested, but I think Philly would.
Philly, right.
I think Philly would. And from the West.
Because I've been hearing talks about the Warriors,
I think Portland could benefit from them.
Okay. Why Portland, though? Because, they already got two... Solidify like 20 plus scorers. So what could Melo like?
But what's coming off? What's coming off their bench?
True.
Nothing coming off their bench. I feel like they'll be able to run because Dame does a lot of
ISOs already.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like that Melo could probably give them a different component to their offense, and a guy that's just been there before. But he just at the end of the day, he just got to take the opportunity. And run with it. Make adjustments on the fly.
Right.
Like, yo, this game, when I was driving, I was going up. Nothing's happened for me. Now, let's try this game. let's drive and kick me. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And another thing with Melo is like, yo, he definitely doesn't throw his weight around no more. Like, he used to get to the room, he used to punish people. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, move out the way type thing. Like, and that goes to like when he was younger type thing. But
right, yeah, bully ball was
bully yeah, ball. Like, yo, move out the way type. Like,
yeah, so somebody definitely called the principal on him because mm-hmm. there's no more bully ball there.
Yeah,
I mean, I like I said, we've kind of been talking about it. Like, Melo still has something to offer, but like you said, the stigma and like the media around him, just it's that might killing. Be the one thing might like that would really killing. Like kill like teams be like, okay, yeah, like mm-hmm. you know, we could definitely like use a spot up elbow shooter or an ISO player. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm always open to him coming back to New York. But
and then another thing is like we're in the league now. It was like a lot of teams are using numbers,
right.
Like, how good is that team yeah, plus with and you? Yeah, yeah, plus yeah, yeah. and minuses. Like, everybody's looking at that.
Yeah, the analytics
and
side.
They're looking at, teams looking at when these OKC, they got minus this and that, and he yeah, wasn't well. But he was off the court, they were much better.
Yeah.
So why would we add him? Like, that's where the teams, that you got to be honest. Like, that's what teams looking at. So I don't want Melo to retire, but I'm feeling like that's best for him because of the stigma attached Damn. To him and what was like. That's the harsh truth for me, but I got at the end of the day, I gotta realize that. And
so I'll be the, that'll be the,
but that's still gonna be my guy. I'm still gonna argue for my guy. I will no longer accept arguments. So the same thing, don't tag me or nothing.
I will no longer be like, talking
it
about
is it. What it is.
I said what no I said.
Longer. I said what I said, man. I said what I said. That's Damn, my guy. I know. His time is coming, and but so I ain't gonna let niggas run his name through the mud, man. That's my guy for life.
So that'll be the third guy out of the 2003 draft that'll be out of the league.
Mm-hmm. LeBron yeah. going on strong.
Yeah, LeBron. I mean, this is Wade's yeah. last season. Bosh is out. Darko's out. Well, he's been out, but still.
So, David West is retired.
So from those top, I guess we'll just go with the top four picks. So is Melo ending his career ringless? Is that where we're going with this?
Shit, bro. At one point in time, I never, ever thought that Melo would end his career ringless. Like, I figured he'll get one, whichever which way he yeah. was going to get one.
At least one?
At least one. Like, I figured at least one. That's what I was giving him. But, I mean, if no other team is interested, like, a lot of teams so far is interested. Like, I done heard Philly's not interested. I done heard
Lakers not interested.
Lakers not interested.
The Celtics on the fence.
The Celtics, I don't know. Like, I done seen a lot of contending teams
yeah.
not be interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where he's going to go? Sacramento, probably. Sacramento will probably take him. They take all the vets. Yeah. Like, yeah, come through. But other than for him competing for a championship, maybe a drastic injury happens or something like yeah. that where they probably need his services, but I don't know.
So he's going to the Nets then, is what you're saying?
Going to the Nets. Sure. If he want to go back to New York right now,
right.
I don't know. But as far as, that's what I'm saying, like, I didn't mean like this was his last year in terms of that. I meant like this was his last year in terms of teams buying in on Melo, helping them yeah. win a championship.
Right.
Like, that can win the championship, but like taking a chance on him, like he'll come through.
Right.
Like,
but it's slow for that now. All right.
It might be. I mean, I hope to God I'm wrong, but all the signs point to nah, not the way it is. Hate Melo in his career, bro. Mm. Think about it, bro. Like, let me pretty put just to put it in perspective about Melo of how he's hated on. LeBron won when LeBron last won MVP. Melo finished second to him.
Right.
He got one. He got a single vote. And Melo was not named.
He didn't make an All-NBA team that year.
He did not make the All-NBA team that year. Like, when has that ever happened?
That was the year he led the league in scoring.
When has that ever happened? When has the leading scorer not finished All-NBA? When? Yeah, when?
I think the Knicks were like the third
when
or fourth
has,
that year.
When has top two MVP candidates
mm-hmm.
not be all NBA?
I don't know, man.
Like, come on, like. But people say he's overrated. I'm trying to figure out how.
Never finished less than 20 a season.
He always finishes over 20 a season. Not too many people have that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to climb up the charts scoring-wise. Barron, he gets on a good gets on a team that he gets a PT. But other than that, hey, man.
Right.
This social media and this social media thing, man, it's no good right now.
I'm
no
dead. Good.
The social media, all these debate shows.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. No. They on it. Like, I mean, he's a hot topic, so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess. Well, but that was the Melo segment. When we get back, we're definitely going to talk about some more topics, talk about players changing teams and just who are quick MVP candidates. So keep it locked. This is Shoot the J podcast.
Peace.
All right, so we're back. Look, so obviously we were talking about Melo in that first segment. We're going to talk about another player who changed teams. Jimmy G traded, and the G stands for gets. Jimmy Butler traded to the Sixers. So I have a lot of, like, Sixer fans, and, like, I mean, they're from Delaware, but it's a lot of, you know, like, they don't have a team.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of Philly, like, fans, like Eagles, who still hanging on to their last Super Bowl. Sixer fans on deck. And so they get Jimmy Butler. But they didn't take too kindly to me saying that they lost a trade. So in this case, let me weigh out, like, we could weigh out the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. So I'll weigh out the good. The good is they finally have a closer. And that's it. Like they just have a closer. Like Jimmy Butler, like, you could give him the ball in, like, the last couple seconds, like, and he can, like, do something for you, like, off the dribble from the perimeter. Like, you're not going to Joel, like, and B for, like, I'm going to give you the ball to go off the dribble. Like, that's slow. Like, that's not happening. I'm not giving the ball to Ben Simmons if I need a three, because I know that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely not giving the ball to Markelle Brookshot Fultz. So it's like, now we have a go-to guy who we can go to in the fourth quarter. Any other positives is a wrap, because one, you got rid of someone who was all-team NBA defensive. So it's like, Jimmy Butler played defense, but it's like, when was the last, like, all defensive team, like, he made? So that was that. Dario Saric, like, he came through your system. So my biggest thing on why the Sixers are the losers is because it doesn't go into the realm of, like, their trust the process theme. It's like, now that you have Jimmy Butler, you have another player who's taking the ball out of Markelle Fultz's hand, who's supposed to be your point guard.
Okay.
So it's slow for that. Ben Simmons is already ball dominant. So now you're giving the ball to Jimmy Butler, right? He has to create his own shot. Who's he kicking the ball out to? Don't worry, I'll wait. He's not kicking out to anybody. So now you've because your shooter is now your own ball scorer, now you eliminate, you take other people out of the game. Because Joel Embiid's not spotting up, he's going to be on the block. Who else in the lineup?
JJ.
I know we're about them, but I mean, JJ going to get it, but you playing a three-guard lineup
JJ,
with them?
Definitely.
So JJ, oh, yeah, Fultz, definitely. And Jimmy Butler? I mean, you could, so,
yeah,
but
definitely,
I mean,
you definitely have to.
Right.
You definitely have to the point you alluded to, because there is nobody to kick out to. So you kind of have to have Redick there. To me, they have sort of, they could have a better version of what the Memphis Grizzlies was in terms of that grind out games,
right,
and stuff like that. I feel like they could have stuff like that. But the shooting, they definitely lost some shooting. Like, I'm not going to get into it. They definitely lost some shooting. But when they lost in shooting, they made up for, and you still have Jimmy Butler. He can shoot. He can create his own shot. You got somebody,
right,
who can create their own shot. You got somebody you could also run offense through. You know what I'm saying? You can run your offense through Jimmy. Saric was having a pretty much down year. Covington is good because he knows what he is. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the main thing, is like, you just hoping, like, the personalities gel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is right. Jimmy going to be in his bag like he's been?
Right. That's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact.
Like, that's the negatives to me making it work. But I feel like if everybody wants it, like, Embiid has to be the total opposite of Cat. Like, Embiid wants it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I don't think that Jimmy's going to have that problem with Embiid wanting it, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Simmons, I feel like the fact that they definitely, defensively, they could do it before.
They could strap up
but they could literally just strap up on some if we don't got it going offensively, we can make you struggle too. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some Memphis things. Like, how Grizzlies were. Like, they wasn't, like, super, like, they didn't have the shooters.
Yeah, we're not going to drop 100 on you.
We're not going to drop 100, but you're not getting 100 either. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep the game in high 90s, low 80s type thing. Right. And we're going to take it from there. They're going to be tough-nosed. They're going to be a tough one. They're going to be tough-nosed. They're going to be physical. They're going to have that. They got a dog. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like if Jimmy Butler brings that right mindset, but I feel like he also likes situations like what you alluded to where he wants the ball. Right. So I don't know how that works for Simmons. I feel like Embiid might have to – it's bad, but it's good at the same time. Embiid might have to spot up in the corner a lot more to kind of make this spacing work. At least he's capable space. So you got him. Redick in the lineup. Jimmy Butler can shoot the ball wide open. They just got to be smart with it and know that it's a process. It's just if the personalities gel. That's the big question. If the personality's going to gel. Otherwise, I think they're going to be fine. And if the big thing is, like you said earlier before we started talking on the show, was if Jimmy Butler, are they going to be able to re-sign?
Yeah, that was another thing. It's a loan. Right now
it's a loan. Because even if you had him for 2 years, you could kind of finesse it and still build something. Get one more, two more shooters around that, and you pretty, you're pretty much good. Your bench going to be real straight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like the only thing that kind of hurt them was not re-signing Ersan Ilyasova and Bellinelli. Because that kind of turned their season. Not around, but it made them the team that they became.
Mm-hmm.
And them losing them too, and they were so deadly in the playoffs. Them you losing them too was it kind of really suffocated. What now you're asking a little bit more out of Covington, and more out of Saric, when Ersan gave you rebounding,
a good 15 and 8
could get 15 and 8 easy and stretch the floor for you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Marco Bellinelli, he could create and shoot the ball in the corner.
Crazy on shot.
So you know what I'm saying? Covington can't do that. Saric. He's not the rebounder.
Nah.
You know? So it's you kind of messed up not signing at least one of those two guys.
Right.
At least one of those two guys.
Right.
But if like you said, if he's getting Jimmy for two more years, then okay. But like you said, it could be a loan. So if it don't work out, it's gonna look bad on the 76ers if it don't work out.
Because I've never noticed the Sixers to be in a win now mode where it's so granted, the Timberwolves did lose two. Because they had a chance to trade Jimmy Butler for 4 draft picks from the Rockets. So it's you kind of got to jump the gun. But it's with that, I remember we were talking on the phone, they were smart to get Jimmy Butler out of the conference. Because obviously that was the main thing. It's yo, if I'm going to trade Jimmy Butler, I'm not going to trade him to the Rockets. Because we're going to see the Rockets again.
They smoked me with third string.
Exactly. So it's I'm not going to see you with an even better team.
I don't want to see you 4 times a year, bro. I'm good on that.
Exactly. So I'm going to send you to the Sixers. See you once or twice a year, you feel me? But it's just with that, Jimmy Butler was alone, obviously, because he hasn't, he hasn't made it known that he, wants to resign with, anybody. Mm-hmm. We thought the Heat were the front runners to get him. So it was just my thing is, does this make the Sixers, the top team in the East? And it was mad because I said hell no.
Hell no. I'm going to say hell no too because...
They haven't even leaped the Pacers yet with Jimmy Butler. So I know for a fact it's they're not better than Toronto and they're definitely not better than Milwaukee. So it's and they're not better than the Celtics either.
No, they're not better than the Celtics. Celtics still own them currently. Still own them.
That's what I'm saying.
But them, they needed, for that especially because the Celtics has their number, they needed a Jimmy Butler for that.
Right.
For going against them. They needed a Jimmy Butler for that. With the Toronto, they are gel and they're not even fully they didn't fully
that's not even
gel
gel.
That's not even them that you really gonna see. Only gonna get better to me. Only gonna get better. You know what I'm saying? They're young pieces, they're coming up and contributing
right away,
and Ibaka is having resurrected season, where he's looking like Thunder Ibaka,
that's what he needed.
And that's what they needed. You know what I'm saying? He's defending the rim again. He's scoring. He's scoring. He's knocking down three balls. He's just scoring, period. So he's definitely giving him Kyle Lowry. He's a dog. You know what I mean? He does whatever possible, take charges.
I mean, but we're used to the regular season Raptors.
But now they got Kawhi. They got a championship pedigree
player.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Along with Danny Green.
And Danny Green,
who's another who's also been good for them. And it's like it's been a smooth transition. Like no egos or caring like how it done. Like Kawhi doesn't care if he has 12-5-5 Like he doesn't care. Like he doesn't care at all.
And
you know
that, that's like the benefit to it too, because like you lose DeRozan, who's like obviously your all-time leading scorer. He's getting 25 a game, but it's like now you replace him with somebody who could also get 25 if they want to. Like Kawhi can go dog whenever, and then Danny Green like
the thing about and then the thing about Kawhi, Kawhi can legit just guard like now the way the game is being played, easily guard four positions.
That's a fact.
Like and if you play small ball, it's slow. Like if you play small ball, he could play the five. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he legit. Makes them that much better because of how more versatile he is. And being so, he stretches the floor way more than DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He can knock down that three ball. So
that's where I'm like kind of like getting at.
Another thing like, is it going to be alone? Like, I feel like that's where he should resign.
Right.
And stay there. Like,
right.
Because Toronto is still low. Like, you're still low key being in Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're on the cusp because, you know, Drake be around and such. But you're still on the low. Like, you're not constantly every day on sports networks and them discussing Toronto.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Country, so why not?
You're out of the country. Nobody's worried about you. Right. You know what I'm saying? You could shine. You could shine.
Right.
You got the players around you. You got the young players. You got Feet, Sackham. You got them young players. Right. So... they can only get better. Like this is not the final form you've seen from the Raptors.
And even with that, even with us going about the Raptors, that's how I know like it's slow for the Sixers. Like I said, Jimmy Butler signing was is cool, but they're the loser in this trade just for those reasons. Like even though they only gave up a second round draft pick, and it's for 2 years from now, so it's like it's nothing. But it's like
you gotta be you gotta be doing that knowing you could resign Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, like I said, I've never seen the Sixers being a win now mode where it was like they kind of they didn't like savage anything, but it's like at the same time like that team was like pretty successful.
But that's another thing, like certain teams and the way certain teams match up against the Celtics, I mean the Celtics against the Sixers is because Simmons, him not being able to shoot, and when you match up with him is like you got more than one body. Like yo, he literally can't post up nobody on the Celtics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
you got the bodies to throw at him.
You got bodies to throw at him. So it's hard for him to be as effective as he would be playing other teams.
Right.
You know who else got a lot of people for him? Toronto.
Toronto got bodies for days.
You know what I'm saying? Ibaka could legit guard Ben Simmons.
Easy.
Like so, like in that perspective, like it makes it hard because he can't shoot. See, but that's my problem. Like in like the value of being able to shoot the ball when it's be like yo, like for instance, like with Steph, just to bring him up is like when they be like yo, all he can do is shoot. Like, do you not see how valuable that shit is? Like, honestly, like think about it. Think about it. Like, to be the greatest shooter of all, like you mastered something in basketball. Like, you were the best at mastering a skill in basketball, which is shooting.
The most necessary
skill. One of the most necessary skills.
Like, you can't guard a lick, but
if you can shoot the basketball, you're gonna have a long career. It helps the offense. Like every, bro. The court is butt so big. Like, the whole court is flooded. The whole court is flooded with 6'8" and 7-footers guys. Right. Where you think you're going to go, bro?
Right.
They're going to sag off you and then have the wingspan to stay still contest and be in front of you. You got to be able to shoot the ball.
Right.
When it's be like, Ben Simmons, oh, but he can rebound, play defense. And but you can't shoot the ball. You could get left open every time. You have to be able to shoot the ball a little bit. A 15-footer at least.
You got to be able to shoot. Triple-double.
He get you a 10-10 shoot. Yeah, he had 5 dunks. Like, come on. Like, you got to be able to shoot the ball. Everybody likes to undermine somebody. Not even just a shooter, but someone who could create
his own shot and
shoot the ball as efficiently. It's not that impressive to people. Like, it's mind-boggling to me. It's mind-boggling. Not only can you shoot the ball, but you shoot it at such a high clip.
Right.
As a 6'3 guard, you legit 40, you make half your, like, you're legit a walking
bucket
50 40 90 club. Like, you're a legit walking 50 40 90. Like, almost every year you're around 50, because he'd be at 48-49%. His his MVP, he was 51%.
Right.
So he legit did that, and he did that joint twice, 50-40-90. Yeah, like,
he's been in club
twice. He's done, and but he basically averaged that 47% from the field, 90% from free throw line, and 40% from three. Like, he legitly averages that, and it's not impressive. Like, yeah,
people are not entertained.
You're not entertained, bro, from a guy that you got to guard 90 feet. But that's neither nor there or there. But the fact that Ben Simmons can't shoot is what really hinders. If that guy could shoot a lick,
If Ben Simmons could get you,
if he could shoot two or three, like, if he shoot like from fifth, not even from downtown. If you could just have a good mid range game,
right?
Where they can't press up, because he can bag people down, and he can finish at the cup, so he don't have to necessarily shoot the threes. But you gotta at least be able to keep the defense on you when you're around the mid. Keep them honest when you're around the mid range.
Right.
You got to be able to shoot a shot.
Because
if he can, now he can have his way with certain defenders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now you got great defenders on you who know you can't shoot. That plays so well into a defense. If I know, like, I play defense, so it's like, and for a guy that can't shoot,
I'm sagging off.
I'm looking at my shot, I'm good, like a
taller Rondo. That's
like,
all I'm
doing. That's it. I'm going to sag off you. I'm going to be able to help more.
Right.
I'm good. Like, you're going to be left in the corner. You better be doing backdoor cuts or something, because I know you're not shooting it.
That's a fact.
And if you can't shoot all you're doing is clogging the lane for the other people trying to drive and get to the lane, which, like you said, could be a Jimmy Butler trying to drive through the lane. He can't really get through because Ben Simmons' is sagging.
I'm not kicking it to Simmons, so I'm definitely not kicking it to Fultz.
Think of him not being able to, like, now just to go back on the Warriors real fast, like, KD can go one-on-one. He basically goes one-on-one. Like, KD hardly gets trapped in anything anymore. Because they can't double.
Right.
They can't double.
Right.
Because he has not just one, but he got two shooters. But even if he wasn't there, Durant literally got dunks in the finals, like, all because everybody ran to a shooter. Bro, three people can't run to one shooter. You're going to have somebody in the middle of the lane, and Durant is getting dunks. Like, that's the impact a shooter that is that efficient, not just shooting, who can put the ball on the floor. Those three things. Can you shoot it efficiently, put the ball on the floor? You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like,
right.
Not just being a standstill set shooter. Like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So the
That's
fact
true.
That Ben Simmons can shoot a lick, it's just like they're gonna have their troubles until he gets a shot.
Right.
And even when he probably has a little shot, like, he'd be timid to take it.
By the time Ben Simmons gets a shot, Jimmy Butler will no longer be on the Sixers. He doesn't have to worry about it.
Has to find a shot. Like, even LeBron coming out wasn't that bad. LeBron can hit a shot every now and again, you know what I'm saying? And he'll keep you honest.
It's weird.
Ben Simmons is going to have to shoot that shot. Because if Zion comes in the league shooting that shot, and he makes that shit efficiently, then...
It's a wrap.
League's going to have a problem. I mean, we're going to have a problem on our hands.
But I'm definitely glad you brought up the Warriors, because obviously, you know, they have this little situation. So Draymond Green was suspended one game for... conduct that was detrimental to the team? So,
I have a problem.
I have a huge problem with
the suspension. Mainly because, I think they played OKC or whatever last year. He's about to fight the coach and didn't get suspended. He got a fine,
right?
But he didn't get suspended.
Right.
But now this outburst or whatever, all of a sudden warrants a suspension, a whole game check, a whole six-figure game check?
Mm.
Like, nah, bro. Find me the $50,000 and let me play. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so,
I'd rather that.
So what is your biggest problem, bro? Because mine was if you're not arguing with your teammate, then obviously, like,
I don't have
there's
a
no
problem
competitive
with the
nature.
Argument.
Yeah, I'm
you know
say.
What I'm saying? There's no, like, you're gonna have them arguments. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's with anybody. That's with any relationship. That's people skills, period, that you're close to, that you're around every day, you're going to butt heads. You know what I'm saying? But after it, it's like, yo, what does that make you after? Like, you're going to say what's being said because you get emotional.
Right.
Things is heated. You're going to say what you're going to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As if you're going to have the maturity to move on and just be like, that was a heated moment. That was in the past. Let's move on from that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Discuss it.
Like
just
men.
Move on. Yeah, like men. Like like how men do. Like
exactly.
Not going to hold on. I'm not messing with this guy no more because they're not holding no grudges over here, man. Right. Like, that's female stuff. You know what I'm saying? They do. Let them do that. Let them drop to them. Men don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. We sort it out. Even so, like, even if they needed to fist fight real fast. Like, even if they needed to fist fight real fast.
Let it go.
Set the quick one. Nobody got to know about it. Whatever you got to do.
True.
Shoot that. And then, yo, it got to be love after. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that, when you... Sometimes, like, in that perspective of a man, like, you now you become, you respect each other more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In a way, like, you just got a more understanding of that guy, like, all right, boom. So now you never cross that line. Like, maybe, for instance, he did call you that. Like, you know, now I'm feeling type of way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't apologize or whatever, then you, like, you're going to feel the type of way, like, oh, he wants to fight. Like,
yeah, I must say,
he wants to fight. Like,
so you talking crazy like that. Like,
yeah.
You have to.
I'm like, yeah, like, yo, you my man's and all, but, like, I'm not going to let you talk. You're going to address him differently because you're going to have a different level of respect for him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I feel like in that manner, like, Draymond was wrong from the beginning. Like, if you had all that bent up energy in you, you should have been talking about
on
that.
The court on
you wanted to throw that on the court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, first of all, you stole the rebound from him.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, so if you're not aware of, like, what happened. So obviously on the last play of possession, the Clippers were, I think the game was tied, right? Yeah, the game was tied between the Clippers and Warriors. Clippers missed a free throw. Draymond Green very crunch time. So set the scene.
So everybody who's talking about Durant should have ran up the court and spot up and all this BS, complete BS. Like, go. Point the gun to yourself.
I'll finish setting the scene. So they missed a free throw. Warriors get the last possession of the game. Now, obviously, if you have KD on your team, because if you watch the video, like, he's calling from it, like, from the gate. So if you have KD on your team, you're going to give him the
real
ball.
Quick, which is what Kobe, Mike, they would have done that. You know what I'm saying?
LeBron,
spot up. Kobe, exactly. LeBron, anybody.
They're going to come to the ball.
It's just plain and simple.
Yeah, so KD's obviously calling for the ball. Draymond Green decides to take it upon himself, take it the length of the floor, and then once he gets into trouble, look for KD to pass it out. And obviously, we all know how that ended.
Mind you, he averages 8 points per game in the season. It's not even as if he was if he was a scorer, maybe
it'd
so.
Cool,
like, no lie, if Curry waved him off, KD would have been like, You're right.
I'll spot
That's MVP. He averaged the most points in the team for the two of the last 3 years. He averaged the most points in the team. So, all right, I can respect that.
Right.
Not about to. Offensively, in crunch time, I'm not about That's to respect
fact.
8
I'm
points per game, who be struggling to score, who's always one-on-one, who has the most open looks on the team. What am like,
I done got him started.
You already got me started. So, like, let's just be real. Like, let's put things in perspective in basketball. Like, everything was all fine and dandy if that was a regular play, but it wasn't a regular play. This is crunch time, and all of that play stuff is null and void because it goes to the star player, and it's most of the time hot pick and roll, supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Hot pick and roll and ISO. That's it. Draymond, you go stand in the corner.
Pretty simple gameplay.
That's pretty simple. Like, it's no,
and it was plenty of time, too. Like, it wasn't, like,
it was,
4 or 5 seconds. Like, it was, like,
as soon as you stole the rebound, you could have gave it to him. Like, as soon as you get in, you run up the court.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't your moment to bring the ball up the court.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Like, show me a footage where, show me a footage where you had the ball in your hand during crunch time. Like, I don't know. No footage of Draymond having the ball in his hand in crunch time where KD and Curry sitting in the corner waiting for Draymond to make a play.
Never.
So, I'm trying to figure out.
Why would this be
some type of way.
Right.
Like, if it was Mike and Rahman did something like that, right. Mike would have reacted the same way. You know, regardless of what Rahman felt. Like, he would have reacted the same way.
Right.
Bro, give me the ball.
Probably got the same reaction.
He would have got the same reaction because, you know, Rahman would have been back and forth.
He'll wild boy.
But still, it would have been the same thing.
Right.
So, for everybody not to see, like, but Why? Well, Rondo would have had done that. Yeah. Oh, I averaged 3 points per game. Let me find a guy who averaged 30. Mm-hmm. Let me find a guy who's a walking 30.
Right.
And give him the ball while you set the high screen. Like, come on, so like I you got to so think can about get it. The
mismatch. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know because there were a lot of people on Twitter like Draymond Green's mom, KD's brother. Like a lot of people were like chiming in, but I'm like that makes no like. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, KD should have filled the lane. And what universe does KD fill the lane? Yeah, like,
I don't know. Draymond's mom's like, no offense to his mom or whatever, but she quoted as if it was a regular play in the game and he was just asking for the ball.
Right.
It wasn't.
Not even a little bit.
This, you know what I'm saying? It was same thing. I don't understand. It was nothing different in the finals. Like, KD got the ball, ran up the court with the ball,
and hit the three on LeBron. So I'm just like,
I'm trying to figure out at what point in time was Draymond asking for the ball to run this offense that he's trying to run in this particular game.
I guess he was trying to soak in the defense.
Unless, I don't know, something was like, yo, next time we in that predicament, you going to run it. And they did something, and then he went back on his word and was like, right. Oh, nah, give me the ball type thing.
Right.
Other than that, boy, just give him the ball. His mom is obviously looking out for his son. Yeah. Everybody's bashing his son, which he did deserve. He put it on himself. Like, Draymond be feeling himself sometimes too. Like,
oh, because the Clippers did go on to win that game.
And Clippers did go on to win that game.
So, mm-hmm. I guess now it definitely looks really bad.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, he didn't have over 8 points. So it's like, it kind of mind boggles me. Like, it's not like he had it going. Like, right. You know, his NBA Finals game, he had about 30. He had it going. Maybe
you can take the
maybe
last
so,
shot.
Maybe so.
But in that instance, you can't. No. Can't
you didn't have it going. You hardly ever have it going. But you definitely have it going that game.
You hardly ever have it going.
Two things. Like, Steph is not there, so you definitely should have more than 8 points. Because you become now the third option, I guess.
I mean, but that takes away a shooter.
You know what I'm saying?
Takes away, like, the attention to him.
So. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard for him to get a shot. But that's neither there nor there. But at the same time, we also found out, like, as of right now, they shook hands and
they should be good. We don't need, but once again,
media's going to blow it up. Yeah. Oh, KD's definitely leaving, which he might.
I mean, KD should leave anyway because it's like.
We're going to see what happens. But the Golden State Warriors are sending a message to Draymond. I don't know if Draymond caught it. Right. Is that if it came to it.
I was about to ask you. My next question was, if it came down to between KD and Draymond.
I'm sorry. Like, when they told Draymond they was giving him that fine, that's basically what that said. If it comes down to it, we're taking KD every single day of the week and twice on Sunday, bro. That's what it's telling you.
We appreciate you for your
service. I appreciate all the texts and all of the yelling you've done here.
The two chips.
I'm sorry, but that's you a ain't fact, KD. Cause,
yeah, because this offseason, they're definitely both.
Yeah.
They're up for paydays, but I was asked my next question. I'm like, yo, if it came down to who you think they keep, and he was like, yo, and this fine shows just that.
Bro, if you didn't get suspended for about to fight the coach, but you got fined for
cursing out KD
and everybody else, whatever, supposedly, that they all came at.
Right.
Now you want to get his name? Now you want to suspend him?
A whole game check?
Nah.
Nah, you keep that.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
I don't know. That's the Warriors for you, though. So I get, like, how they're trying to keep everything, intact. So I get it, but at the same time, it's like they teammates, like they men, like that testosterone buildup. It is what it is. KD feels like he needs to have the ball in his hand. I'm sure Russ called him out a couple of times. He had that same energy, but that's neither here nor there.
No, but they had their fair share of arguments. That's a fact. Plenty of times. You know what I'm saying?
We've seen Russ wave off KD in numerous clips, but I'm not gonna start you on another rant because he could talk about Russ for another hour. But so just a couple more things. So we were watching the Lakers game the other night against the Blazers, who are actually like the 3 seed in the West, which is crazy. No, they're 2 seed actually. I apologize. So LeBron had 44, I think it was 44, 10, and 9.
44, 10, and 9.
And everybody's going
five 3-pointers made.
Five 3-pointers, okay.
Five three, and That is three blocks. I think that's never been done. You know, the LeBron. They make the LeBron stat.
The LeBron stat. The Bronny stat.
The Bronny stat. The stat that has never been done. I mean, which supposedly has never had been done, but, bro, it was 49-10.
I mean, so, I'll give him the passing.
And the five assists. Like, I mean, the five three-pointers. Like, that was impressive. Yeah, I give him that. He was pulling them from pretty much some good range.
He was on that joint fry. I could dig it.
And he was 13-19 from the floor. So
that's not bad. That's pretty efficient.
Pretty efficient. I think that's about, what, 69%?
Yeah, just about. I know he moved into fifth all time, passing Will Chamberlain on the scoring list. Yes, so did. I think that's dope. But as far as the 44-10-9, I'm not impressed. I mean, it's the Lakers. Like, he's supposed to do that.
That
has to be his game for the rest of the season in order for them to win. Like, he has to have like these like Herculean performances. So it's like when he has 44-10-9 and like the league is like, oh, he's the GOAT. He's like, that's what he's about. He's supposed to do that. If LeBron has an off night, then the Lakers are off and not making the postseason.
And then he's going to have games where he goes Herculean, and they could still lose.
They could definitely still lose, but they'll be in it.
I'm sure
if he has a crazy game like that, like they'll be in a lead, and then it'll be something else that like the team does to like lose it, or he'll have performance like that, and then the other team like does the same thing. Because I'm like. For them to like, I think they only won by like nine. Like it wasn't like a crazy game. Yeah, so
Portland
like,
was winning majority of the game until that fourth.
So I don't know. Like I said, like I wasn't really impressed. I mean, it's no LeBron hate. Like I like LeBron James. I just you know, like just the narrative around him, like with the LeBron stats and things like that. Like I just think it's crazy. And we were talking prior to the show too. We have our like MVP list. Well, we're gonna give you our five. So I was reading on NBA.com right now. They have LeBron James number two in MVP race. Like, how the hell is that possible? Like, the Lakers just finally got over 500. Like, so how in the hell is somebody who's like just made their team over 500 and number two in the MVP race? So their list is Giannis, LeBron, Dame, Kawhi, and freaking who was number five? I think it was Frick. I just saw the joint too. Nah, not Embiid, because Embiid's my number five. Steph. I apologize. Steph. It was Steph.
Yeah, okay, Steph.
So right now my five is Kawhi, Giannis, then it's Steph, then it's Dame, and then it's Joel. Only Joel because he's not on his minutes restriction thing, so he's like been getting buckets, and the Sixers are decent. I would never give a Sixers like player or fan like any credit, but as far as this point, like. Yeah. The dude been balling. Like, he been cooking with grease. So it's like, yo, I gotta like give credit where it's due. But it's like, LeBron is in the MVP candidate right now. So what in the hell, like just the LeBron love's just crazy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So who's your like five? Like, who's your top five right now?
I have Giannis, mainly because he has to put up these Herculean performances.
But I mean, it's the Bucks. Too. Like, they always play good in the regular season.
They'll play good in the regular season, They as good as Giannis will take them. And hopefully the talent supporting him, Brogdon is been having a great season for them.
The Lopez pickup.
You know what I mean? Lopez pickup, he been doing good. He thinks he's a 7-2 guard, apparently. but I definitely have Greek Freak. I think he's next up in this league.
Right.
I have my second, I have Joel Embiid.
Okay.
He's been balling. Third, I have... I'm giving him third. Kawhi. I have third Kawhi. Because Kawhi is definitely... To me, it's something about the Raptors that feel different.
Right.
With Kawhi there.
On both ends of the floor.
On both ends of the floor. Like, it don't feel like the same old regular season team Raptors.
Like, we knew the Raptors.
It feels like
the
they're a force to be reckoned with type Raptors. Yeah. Like... Keep sleeping, but watch this Like with adding like Danny Green along with Kawhi, like it's more like you got more productivity, and you got a player that's better than DeMar DeRozan on both ends of the court.
Right.
So that was kind of like
that's different.
Along with their young guns like playing up to standard and playing better than what you thought expected from them.
Right.
So I definitely have Kawhi third. He's missed a couple games. That's probably why I have him there third. I have Steph fourth because, as you can see,
he's missed
and
games
last
too.
Year, like, I don't know, like, people just love, I don't know, like, people just love to hate, but I have Steph fourth mainly because he makes them feel unbeatable, like,
right.
When he's on, he makes them feel unbeatable. Yeah, like, he's the most demoralizing player in the league.
That's a fact.
Like, he's the reason why, yo, all y'all out there who play 2K, he's the reason why that shit is annoying.
That's a fact.
And fucking and drives you crazy.
You,
like, that's the
pure,
reason.
You pure shots would be annoying us.
I'm telling you, it is. That's the type of impact Curry has made.
Right.
Like, and they're on your and they're only. Like, they're only their full powerhouse when 30 is playing.
Yeah, that's it. That's a fact.
When 30 is playing.
With Curry on, that team is deadly when he's playing. It's just a different whole mindset, like, that you have to go into it.
And fifth, I got Dame God. Mainly, I have Dame God there because they are playing well. The only thing with Dame is that he just has to lower those bad shots he takes because he makes that trickling, like, the regular season, whatever. Because you know when you're finishing a game.
Yeah,
but now when you're getting game plan against, now you got to, you
when
can't
it's specifically
take,
the same team as
yeah,
you.
Yeah, when you're playing specifically the same team
and
they're studying
you. Swept
like
you did last year. Yep.
You're going to get swept again. And I can't. But for right now, my early season, he's been doing his thing. So those are my five MVPs, my MVP race right now.
That's a dope five. That's a dope five. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So, we're definitely going to close the show on, I don't know if there's a lot of college basketball fans out there, but there's a narrative now. I mean, I'm a Duke fan, so I already knew about the guy. But Zion Williamson, definitely one of the biggest names who could possibly, like, enter the draft. Is the whole comparison to LeBron, like, is it crazy or is it something where it's like, yo, like, this dude is really, like, legit? Because first of all, he can't be next LeBron because, one, he went to college, so he's already over LeBron as far as that perspective. Mm-hmm. So, is that comparison, like, is it too, is it way too heavy on him?
I see Bron in him when it comes to certain
dunks.
Like, dunk packages.
Other than that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, like, when Bron was really ferocious at the rim type thing, like, that's what it reminds me of. But the overall package, I feel like he's more of, like, a way, like, a better Barkley type thing, like, in terms of, like, him being, but he's way faster and stronger,
he has, like, I like the comparison he was going with, like, he has, like, a combo game between, like, Wade and Barkley. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, he runs the floor like Wade, but he attacks the boards
on
both ends
on
like
both
Barkley.
Ends like Barkley, and he's ferocious.
And he could,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he can score at will yet.
At will.
In his last couple games, like, he had, like, a light.
But he definitely, if he can hit a spot-up shot.
It's a wrap.
Just a spot-up shot, just to stand there and pop that?
It's a wrap. Zion gets the jump shot, like, that'll
and he's looking like, and it's looking like it's a fluid, like, it's not broke. Like, it's a fluid shot, like,
right.
And the fact that he's ambidextrous.
Yes, yeah, it's a wrap.
Like, I mean, he got it going, but I will say, like,
he doesn't have to play with shoes
he,
right now.
Like, I don't think he needs to be 280 in the league. That's the only thing. I don't know, because he looks good right now. But he's never played 82 games in the season yet.
280 on a...
You know what I'm saying? 82 games, 280, jumping, dunking, how this kid dunk.
Yeah, that's gonna add up quick.
That's gonna kill him knees, man. That's gonna kill him knees. Eventually, it's gonna kill him knees.
Right.
So I feel like if he could get down to like 265, 270-ish.
That's very LeBron-ish.
Playing,
if he gets to 265, bro.
270-ish. But I still think he'll still be strong. I think he's strong. I think right now he's stronger than LeBron right now. If you remember,
he's playing against kids, too.
Like, LeBron... LeBron coming out, like, he was still... Like, there's nothing frail about Zion right now. Like, there's nothing frail about Zion.
Right.
Like, LeBron had NBA type... But he wasn't as...
He wasn't as
ripped. Like, Zion was like... He was recruited for D1 football and basketball, like from Bama and Duke, and he was just weighing his options type thing. Like, that's how big Son is, and the fact that he's so fat and he's not selfish.
Yeah, but he definitely,
like, he's not selfish. Like, I'm looking at, like, yo, he can, like, he definitely, I'm not gonna lie, like, because so much of his clips were like he was just an open court just dunking and stuff.
Yeah,
I was waiting for what I'm seeing now, And, like, he showed me, like, he got a little bit more to his game. You know, he has a little bit more complete game that I gave him credit for. So, I definitely own up to that. But I like where Zion is going. And, plus, his team is so good, too.
I say Duke is...
His team is so good.
First off, we were disrespected being ranked under Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That was the first negative. That was extremely... Yeah. So, we had to put the smack down on them. But, I mean, just to have, like, we have four of the top five, like... All Americans, like, so it was already like
a foregone conclusion. Like Duke was straight. This could be a fairy tale season, not a fairy tale season, but a season in which like we haven't seen since the Fab Five and UNLV.
We could run the table.
We definitely run the table. Like y'all could be what Kentucky was supposed to be when they had John Wall, Eric Bledsoe. When they were supposed to be that, they can be. What they were supposed to be, RJ Barrett, Zion, you're right.
What,
man? They could reduce. My thing is mainly Zion came from they didn't win like that.
His AU team was nice. Yeah, I don't know about his high school
team. His high school team was just mainly him being that much better than everybody, and he can get freakier.
So you don't think the comparison's like off as far as
it's not off. It's not off. But a better comparison would be the thing that was different is that LeBron was literally, he made St. Mary's who they were. That's what I'm saying. Like his high school team wasn't that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Even though he was playing so well, his high school team wasn't that crazy.
Right.
LeBron's high school team was crazy. Like he made them who they were, type thing.
Right.
My thing is, how does he carry that 280 through a course of 82 games? Mm-hmm. And how does he what's the next step he makes in his game? Like,
but you think his game will translate to the next level? Though?
Oh yeah. Especially the way the game is played now.
The four, he
gonna be interchangeable, three and the four. So I want to see how well on defense he really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so can he guard guards?
We have to go check out a game. That's what you're saying.
That's a fact. Can he guard guards? Like, can he switch? If he on something like where he could literally
switch off
and just stay in front of, then him being at your four, that's kind of crazy. And then I want to see, does he have a little bit of back to the basket?
Right.
You know, like can he get it in the post and really kill it? Because if you're gonna be walking around 280, you might as well use it instead of. Draining all your energy, running up and down on them knees, type thing. You know what I mean? I easily feel like his game's going to translate to the next league. Is he going to be able to... The thing is about you want to see is he going to be that guy to be able to carry the weight of a franchise? And you don't know that until they're put in that position. So
I just don't want him to go to the Cavs because they're terrible. Cavs, right? I don't want him to go to the Cavs and be tired.
I want him to come to New York, man. What's up?
I was going to do Knicks talk, but I'm just so disappointed. I'm like, damn, we 4-11. Like that's
right. They're in every game, and they're better coached, especially in a lot of different situations. Like they're way better coached, way more tough nosed. They don't get down on themselves too fast. Yeah. Like you know what I mean? They're fighting. They fight to the end.
Iso out here living his best life.
They're not scared. Like Iso is not scared. Like they're not scared of the moment. Just waiting on, you know, hopefully KP comes back in jail and Kevin Knox. I know he just came back from injury recently.
Yeah.
But if he continues to grow,
we should be straight.
They look like an ongoing, like they
like
could
once
be
KP
something.
Back,
like
we'll KP, be straight, yeah.
And if KD really, KD,
if KP and
if,
KD
if
lock
KD,
up.
If not, if KD really think about, like, yo, his career, if he really brings one to New York.
That's
like literally putting KD.
Like he'll no longer be a snake. Like he'll like
no no like, longer. Now nah, you can't no longer bring be a snake. Bring it
like,
one
yeah,
to
if
New York.
If you bring a chip to New York, son, he'll be on. He'll be
New
a
York,
god.
That's gonna be the hardest thing. That's gonna be the hardest thing to do.
Tough. We'll brush through. Like we'll buy you a silky.
But then come, it'll be like it'll definitely more than make up for what you did.
Oh, he'll solidify. Yeah,
it'll definitely make up for more what you did. Like man, I want to join on the Knicks. If you just bring one here, bro.
If you take the Knicks to the finals, Nick,
yeah. If
like,
you bring
dude,
Knicks, yeah, yeah. If you bring, if you take
if you
the Knicks
to the finals,
finals yeah.
like all would be forgiven.
Yeah,
you'll be good,
that's
but
a fact.
I mean, just
they
like,
just want to see you do it on your terms.
On your own, yeah.
On your terms, you know what I'm saying? Like the Warriors. The Warriors wanted you, you know what I'm saying?
But
at the same time,
you.
They didn't need you,
exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, everybody keeps forgetting, like, yo, if they didn't have KD, Like, they would have re-signed Harrison Barnes. Like, he's not a scrub. Like, he can get you 18. And he's done. He's gotten better since he's left. So, it was like, they would have re-signed Harrison Barnes. His game was a little
stagnant being with the Warriors.
Being with the Warriors.
Because they made him, like, you know, a straight three-point shooter. But it's like, he obviously helped them win their first chip. So, it's not.
He had more to give. Exactly. And he could have, and being around them, he could have developed more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's not like, you're just like, oh, if they didn't have KD. All right, then you're dismissing that. Like, they had somebody who could get 16, 15. When Klay was off, he could go and get some buckets. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just, Curry and them just relying on KD. Like, they had another player. You know what I'm saying?
Which strap, I'm going to give you that.
You know what I'm saying?
But speaking of injuries, definitely want to send our prayers out. And speedy recovery to Caris LeVert, son. Had a scary, like, yo. I saw the injury. I had to watch it again on YouTube.
He's going to play again this season, so that's God's blessing.
I'm going to say, that's definitely
it was a dislocate. It was a dislocated.
It was dislocated or something. Dislocated. That's what they said. They said it was dislocated. It was something bad. That joke was. Like, and then.
It was one of those. Ooh!
I'm like, what network was that? Because they slowed it down, too. So I was just like, I'm out. I'm just glad that he'll be good. But, so that's our show. Definitely appreciate you guys for listening today.
Tune into the podcast.
You catch on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, all those areas. Check it out. Definitely enjoy my guest for being here. He'll definitely be on some more shows, but because Melo got released, definitely had to have him on because it was only right. But episodes drop. Follow me on Instagram, 2J's. And Shoot the J podcast. I don't know if you want to plug your Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram too, at @layback_rain.
Yeah, so check us out. Definitely catch us when this episode drops. And tune in next time to Shoot the J podcast.
Peace.